Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Your 34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. People in the news. You know who Erin O'Flaherty is? Nice Irish girl. Erin O'Flaherty. Nobody knows who Erin O'Flaherty is.
No, no. I'm going to Google
her. One up on you. She's the new Miss Missouri. She will this weekend compete on stage for Miss America. She is the first openly gay contestant. She is a lesbian. She said, quote, behind the scenes, we've been well represented, but I'm the first openly gay title holder. That is to say, there have been plenty of other gay women who have competed. They just haven't come out. She says, I'm very excited. I knew going in that I had the opportunity to make history. Now I get to be more visible to the community and meet more people. It happened that Miss Kentucky back in 2011, after the fact, said that she was a lesbian, but she didn't during the contest. Janelle Hutcherson and Molly Thomas competed in Miss California in 2012. They didn't talk about themselves being gay. So this lady has decided that's what she wants to do. So that's what she's done. All right. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't have a problem with that.
I think it's good to raise awareness because I would imagine that, you know, that's not something you would think of. If you're a young lesbian, you probably don't think pageants are going to be a welcoming community for you. So I think that's cool that she's sending a good message.
Well, mostly because they're run by men.
Gay men.
Yeah, right.
Well, gays and lesbians don't always like each other. So,
Well, that's it. What's the story with that? Is that?
I don't know. It's just a thing.
Yeah, for whatever the reason it is.
For whatever reason,
That's really funny.
It's a thing. Okay, Paul Giamatti, one of the talented actors, I think, on the scene today. Do you know who his father was, Richie?
I don't.
Really?
Yes, hey, I know his dad was somebody big, but I can't picture. I don't know who
it
is.
His father was very big. His father was responsible for the end of Pete Rose's career.
Oh, that Giamatti.
That was his father.
Really?
You didn't know that.
Baseball, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. His father was Bart, the commissioner of baseball. Paul started acting in 1997. He played the program director at the radio station that Howard Stern was working in the movie Private Parts.
Pig Vomit.
He was amazing in that. WNBC.
Yeah, that's right. He was the voice of Frank Tiger Woods' Talking Club head cover and the commercials for Nike Golf. His first and only Oscar nomination to date was for Best Supporting Actor for Cinderella Man. He's played Presidents John Adams, and he was a voice for another president, Theodore Roosevelt. He was in the Ken Burns documentary, The Roosevelts. He was in Downton Abbey.
That's right.
He was in San Andreas as the scientist. That was a paycheck movie for him. He's played bad guys. He was the bad guy in that movie.
He's a great actor.
About Brian Wilson.
The Love and Mercy movie.
Yeah, bad guy there. But I didn't realize either, frankly, that he was Bart Giamatti's son.
Well, apparently I'm getting notes from my producer, my sports producing boyfriend from the bathroom. Right. He's telling me that his dad was also the president of Yale. And a few days after he banned Pete Rose, he died.
Yes, he did.
Because that was karma. Yeah.
No, he did. Really? He died right after he banned Pete Rose. You're right. Yep.
Boy, there's some conspiracy theory.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Pete Rose killed Bart Giamatti.
Yep. He's in this sci-fi thriller, Morgan, that's out now, too. Just came out. Or is it out this weekend? Is it this weekend or last weekend that it came out?
I don't know of it.
He's a good actor. Anyway, I thought you'd be interested in getting that information. The focus on Black Lives Matter. I'm doing people because I'm thinking of this guy, Colin Kaepernick, or whatever his name is. Kaepernick.
No, nobody else is Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
I have been critical of him because I think he's a phony. But I do appreciate what his thinking in a standalone sort of way. I think people ought to be able to say or think or act in any way that they feel necessary to make a point. So I find him to be annoying, just because I think that he's annoying. I don't know anything about it. I know he's not a good football player. He got a 3-year deal for $15 million a year, and then he's sort of sitting on his hands because they have to pay him because he knows they won't trade because nobody wants him for that kind of dough. But now it seems that there's lots of information about him online, Victoria, a lot of focus on him on Twitter and Facebook. And his number 7 jersey apparently is selling off the shelves everywhere.
It's number 1 most sold NFL jersey now.
Right. Because people didn't even play, so they can burn it.
Well, some people are buying it. Yes, that's true. They apparently that is happening, and then other people are buying in support of what he's protesting.
Yeah, I would support what he's protesting. I don't support him because I think he's a big four-flushing phony. But there are a lot of people who have a message that is similar to his, that he is to be paid attention to.
What a load. Why would you buy a $100 jersey to support a millionaire instead of giving that $100 to an organization
that might actually
support the issue that you're trying to raise?
And that's that's a really good point, because this is crazy. Not money that's going to Colin Kaepernick.
No,
this is just going to the NFL.
Right.
Colin Kaepernick, too. He gets a piece of that.
A piece of it,
The NFL, the only people you're helping here is the NFL and Colin Kaepernick. Keep your money. Give it to the NAACP.
But people are
so
silly.
Black college. Go do something with it.
People are so silly. Yeah. All right, speaking of silly, and that same message, today at the London City Airport, there were a lot of people who were arrested. The passengers that couldn't get off the ground because these people strapped themselves down on the runway at London City Airport. They are there to protest the racist climate in England. Unfortunately, though, they were all white. There were no black people involved in this at all.
That part doesn't bother me, but that is the part of the story that garnered the most headlines.
Right.
Why are all the Black Lives Matter protesters in London, why are they white? Well, I mean, white people are also, there are some white people who are also against racism, and the civil rights movement had a lot of white people marching alongside black people in the 60s, so I don't think that that's the negative. I think what they did by disrupting all these people trying to fly somewhere is totally the wrong way to go about it.
Of course it is. Hell, it is tick everybody off and turn them against whatever their issue is, no matter what the issue may have been. In this circumstance, you're inconveniencing thousands of passengers.
Right.
And how does it get your message across? It annoys people. And so they say, screw Black Lives Matter. Look at what they did.
The whole movement suffers from it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
The whole message. I mean, it's like I disagree with the way PETA does a lot of things. I agree with their message, but their methods are just like they're wackadoo.
They are wackadoodles. But they do have a good message.
Yeah.
So Heathrow, Gatwick, and Stansted are all on land. This airport, the London City Airport, right downtown, is on the docks. It's kind of like LaGuardia, except it's surrounded by water on all sides. The police couldn't get there until lots of people were, basically.
Apparently, they took a boat from a local university, and that's how they got to the airport.
Get off my plane.
They didn't get a chance to get on the plane. Super Beats. Richie drinks it. Victoria drinks it. Jennifer drinks it. I drink it every day. As a matter of fact, during the news at the top of the hour, I was making my smoothie with Super Beets and some various other things that go into the protein makeup of the fruit, and then I'm cutting up
chocolate chip cookies.
I had some salmon from last week.
No. I just
some cheese he found in the back of his refrigerator.
I did have a piece of cheese, Richie, and I did have a chocolate chip cookie. I did do both of those things. You're very, very astute, or you've been around me too long. One or the other, or both of those things. But that didn't keep me from getting my circulation boosted.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
Right, doesn't make any difference. This is clinically proven, folks, to be the best thing you can possibly do to get blood all over your body. The real energy comes from opening up your veins, your arteries, and getting the blood everywhere. So mix Super Beets in water or in a smoothie, whatever it is, and get the benefits of having more energy, more stamina. That's why all the athletes, the Olympic athletes, now the football players, you see legions of football players drinking Super Beats before they go out onto the field. Call now and get your Super Beats, 800-655-4183. Mention Doug Steffen. Let's see, you're going to pay for the normal order, I think it's 3 months, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, I think it's 3 months. Then you get a 30-day supply on top of that free. So you pay for three, you get 4 months, and you get a book called Beat the Odds, free shipping when you mention Dougster. You're all set. 800-655-4183. It will change your life, and I do not say that lightly. 800-655-4183. Get on the bandwagon. Get on the Super Beats program. 800-655-4183. Or you can buy them at DougLikesBeats.com. All right, 43 past the hour here.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, here is your daughter developing faster than the rest of her same-age friends. Could be a problem.
They're getting bigger.
Here's the developmental science of it.
They're getting bigger.
Not so long ago, a single parent dad called about his teenage daughter. She towers over her classmates and is much more physically developed. As a result, her little friends are rejecting her.
I hate that girl.
Early physically advancing boys, they grow more popular, but physically advanced girls tend to be rejected by other girls. What's the cheap psychological trick? Education about puberty and her development is required. Assurances that once her friends catch up with her, their animosity will go away. But Dad, wake up call. Educate your daughter about boys. They will be swarming like flies.
Danger, Will Robinson.
You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, Inspiro is an imagination stimulator and idea generator. For $3, this is not a big seller, but users really love it. Very creative. Inspiro.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympic silver medalist reached a Grand Slam semifinal every year from 1985 to 1995. Her 1990 U.S. Open win is the first Grand Slam title for Argentina.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 1990 U.S. Open women's champion, Gabriela Sabatini.
So where is Gabriela Sabatini now? Well, Gabby lives in Buenos Aires, where she keeps herself busy investing in real estate. She has her own line of perfumes, which has grown to an astounding 16 fragrances. Gabby's guarded about her personal life, although it sounds like she gave Jon Stewart a shot on national television.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
No?
What, you want to go out?
Sounds like a winning match for Gabriela Sabatini. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the source of creativity? The violin.
Albert Einstein said that some of his best discoveries came while playing his violin, according to Maria Popova at brainpickings.org.
Great ideas are actually combinations of ideas. They form from your knowledge, experiences, and insights.
You mix them together, remix and reshape them. Eventually, a big idea is born.
But much of the work is done by your subconscious mind. That's where the violin comes in.
When you broaden your experiences and knowledge, you'll come up with better ideas faster.
Of course, you don't have to play the violin, but the more creative your hobby, the more it helps your career and leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, let's get some food news here. The where, why, and how your food is grown. By the way, it's 46 past the hour. We as a country, the locavore movement, you've heard me talk about this a lot on this program, and perhaps if you listen to my American Family Farmer Hour that's on the air and in podcast form at Blog Talk Radio and a lot of these same stations every weekend, you become more aware, and maybe you're a member of this group, of people who really want local sources of food. Many people are not aware of the type of food that carries that we think about the farmers. We think about beef and milk and produce, but we don't think about seafood. One in five of more than 25,000 seafood samples tested in studies have been found to be mislabeled. In other words, you're told you're buying something, but you are not. Mm-hmm. Much of the fish comes from Oceania, which is New Zealand, Australia down in the lower Pacific. Most of the cases involve mislabeling of cheap fish passed off as more expensive types of fish. So you're told you're buying, let's say, tilapia, and in fact what you're getting is haddock.
No,
like
you're getting
that.
Tilapia is the bottom
around.
Of
the other way around.
You think you're buying a nice piece of cod or grouper, and you're getting tilapia.
Yeah.
Which
and
is just
so,
the
which
grossest
is basically rat.
Bottom feeder. Ugh.
Yeah.
Wouldn't eat tilapia if you pay
well,
me.
Well, but any of the fish that comes from Asia is questionable in my mind because of the way
of
that it's raised.
You know what? Spend 30 seconds and go to YouTube and look up Vietnam fish farm.
That's it.
And you will never eat farmed fish again in your life.
Any place. Right.
And here's another thing that I just recently told my mom because she said, oh, I went to Wegmans or whatever, and she said, I got some fresh Atlantic salmon. I said, no. Unless it says wild salmon.
Right.
If it says Atlantic salmon, it's farm raised.
Wild caught.
Throw it out.
Salmon doesn't exist on its own on the East Coast.
On the other hand of that, my wife's cousin owns one of the largest shrimp. How do you say it? He provides the eggs to shrimp farmers to breed shrimp. The hatchery. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. And he also has a shrimp farm on his premises. And I was there last year and walked around. It's in Panama. Very impressive. Very impressive. And I ate the shrimp, and it was very good. So, you know, there are some farm
catfish.
Things.
No, wait. What country was that, Richie?
Panama.
Okay, so that's good to know because when you look at the shrimp farms in Thailand, which is the bulk of frozen shrimp comes from Thailand, it is a different scene.
Yeah.
And that is, and not to mention, and this is a whole other topic, but the way that the workers are treated and the human rights violations, it's just horrible, horrible,
horrible.
The
workers' restrooms are over top of the water that the shrimp are swimming in.
All right, because of this, you love sushi, I'm telling you. Most of the sushi that's being used now is coming from these places.
Don't eat spicy tuna. That's the cheap tuna. That's why they make it spicy.
You don't buy sushi.
Eat good tuna.
I want you to live with us and stick around.
No, I love sushi.
Don't eat sushi. It's 10 before the hour.